between the Steelers and the Dolphins. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome to Jefferson State of Mind, the first Jefferson State of Mind for the new year. You guys were lucky enough to get a little bit of a break from us, hammering you about the state of Jefferson and California over the last couple of weeks. Hope it was a productive and good, and everybody had a good Christmas, a safe new year. How about you, Wynn? How'd it go?
It went well.
Good.
Very well.
Yeah. It was a good Christmas.
It was a very good Christmas.
And a lot of fun, and It seemed like there was a little less stress this year than there was the last couple of years over it.
Yep, a lot of people that I spoke to, that's exactly what they said.
So, it was good. It was fun. And actually, the wife and I went out for the first, I can't remember the last time I went out for New Year's. And it was a good time.
Good.
So,
keeping it safe, huh?
Yeah, but now it's nose to the grindstone. A lot to get done.
I do.
A lot to get done. Oh, and starting with what's new for the state of Jefferson? Where are we going to progress from here? What is California up to? What has California already done over the last 2 weeks? Because they're never one to sit idle.
It's enough to make your head spin.
It is. Legalizing child prostitution. I still can't get my head around that one. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a throw.
For those of you that don't know, our legislature and our approved a bill to make child prostitution essentially legal. The child prostitute themselves cannot be charged with a crime, cannot be arrested, cannot be taken off the street, cannot be anything. And the consensus in our legislature is this will help child prostitutes come forward to snitch on their pimp or, you know, things like that. Never understanding that, well, now that these kids can't get arrested, who are they going to start targeting as their sex slaves?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the sanity of California for you.
Yeah. Sick.
It's insane. They've been up to good things like that. All of the good gun laws that are coming our way. What started at the first of the year? What's going active next year? What do they specifically mean? Does anybody understand what they specifically mean? Is a bullet button stop my gun from being an assault rifle, or now does it make it an assault rifle? What do you mean by featureless? You know, all of these different things. How can you force me to have a permit to buy ammunition? How all of these different things that the California are up to and looking to implement. And I think one of the response a lot of people have is okay, well, don't worry about it. We'll get him in court.
Yep.
Well, will he?
Who knows?
Well, I see no remedy or satisfaction within the California court. They no longer follow the rules.
Well, they're running their own court system, so no, they're not going to be had. But the best and biggest way to support this and to get away from all this drama and this garbage is to, you know, support the state of Jefferson.
Absolutely.
And there are many ways of doing that. First and foremost, excuse me, is to go to soj51.net, go onto the website, look it over,
mm-hmm.
check it out, see what's in there, learn what's on there. There are
contribute
things
that, some money, even contribute. If it's a little bit.
Yeah, go to the donate button up on the top right-hand corner. You can go into PayPal and donate that way. Or on the bottom front page there, it gives you the address and where to mail your contribution. You can mail it to SOJ Formation or State of Jefferson Formation, P.O. Box 751, Palisadro, California, 96073. And keeping in mind, the donation is not tax deductible. Excuse me. It's a true donation. So know that that's how you're contributing and donating when you donate. And that's the best way to do it, because then we're going to be able to fight in court for our liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing. We have to have the attorneys on our team. In order to do that, we have to pay them something. To date, they haven't charged us anything. They've given us a lot of free or pro bono hours on our case. We've been very fortunate. We've been blessed. But at some point, the table's going to turn a little bit, and they're going to start requiring payment. And we need
court time.
Yeah, and especially when it comes to court time.
Yeah, court time.
And we're going to have the money to do this. Mm-hmm. So I'm pleading to everybody, please send the money in, again, either through PayPal if you do that, or go mail it to the P.O. box, or bring it to your local committee that you have in your county and have your committee leaders forward it on to me.
And so, and there's never that many opportunities in life to bet on a sure thing.
That's right. There's
no way that our case is not a winner.
That's right.
In any reasonable expectation under the rule of law, there is no way that the state of California can defend itself in its position.
That's right.
None.
Right.
They have no recourse to our argument.
Yeah, and in the Eastern District and in the Supreme Court, there is no way that they're going to be able to do that.
None.
None at all. And there's going to be a lot of good information that we already have acquired, and it seems like daily California is giving us another reason yet
to, Eric Holder.
Oh my gosh, just to keep it going. So keep that in mind. Know what's going to be happening. Mm-hmm. Know that we're going to be doing it. Get up to speed. Learn what's going on. Have dialogue with people, and don't be afraid to talk to your neighbors. Talk to everybody you know about what's going on with Jefferson and find out what's going on, so that way when you do have dialogue, you're talking correctly. You're speaking about what's actually happening and the facts. Mm-hmm. We don't want people just out there, you know, talking about stuff that isn't really happening, which is dangerous because then it can do more harm than good.
Absolutely.
So make sure that you're out there talking and learning about what's going on, and learn from others as well, and question everything. Question everything.
Everything.
And we're going to get there. So just know it's going to happen. We're doing it for our children, our grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, friends, neighbors, families, nieces, nephews, whomever. We're doing it for everybody. And mm-hmm. that's why we're in the fight. So please, appeal to you for 2017. Step it up. Make it happen.
And the state of Jefferson is not going to be won in the state legislature.
Correct.
It's not going to be won in the courts.
That's right.
It's going to be won in our living rooms and our kitchen tables and our wallets and our time mm-hmm. and our effort to push this through.
In the hearts of every single Jeffersonian.
You have to get there, yeah. And you need to be preaching the word. You need to be preaching the gospel to people.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, you need to be going to the website,
mm-hmm.
educating yourself, and you need to be beating that drum at church. You need to be beating that drum sitting at a restaurant having lunch. You need to be beating that drum standing around the work cooler. Beat the drum, beat the drum, beat the drum.
That's right.
Because that's where we win this thing. The court case gives us two things. It is the capstone to everything that we have done to show that we have sought remedy, recourse, redress of grievance, a word, a peep from our representatives.
Crickets.
Yeah, anything. And what it provides us is either a direct action for remedy through a court resolution,
mm-hmm.
or the final piece of evidence that California will no longer comply with law and do what it is and is outside the boundaries, and we are then justified in our actions and taking other actions and perhaps seeking federal assistance to get out the federal pry bars.
Right.
You know, so the court case is the most vital part of our argument and our fight right now, and that has to be funded, and people have to be behind that and contributing to that.
That's right.
So that doesn't mean that's the only thing that's going on. We have a great many other things that are coming up, a great many other things. I think our Constitution's through its third draft now, potentially its fourth draft. It is looking fantastic. There's a lot of other things that are coming and are in action outside of the court case, but the court case is the main thrust of the attack. Without
right.
that, we're in trouble.
That's right.
As long as that court case is floating, we're in good shape and it's full steam ahead.
Right. And truly, you know, with all the work that the patriots behind it that have been working on, and the days, the hours, the time, the away from family time that they've been spending on this for all of us,
mm-hmm.
oh my gosh, there's no way these folks are going to let it go. We are going to fight to the bitter end, and we are fighting for our liberty and our freedom,
mm-hmm.
and our choice, just to have the choice to do what we want to do. Right now, we have absolutely zero choice. So if you want to have,
it's going to get worse.
Oh, it's going to get much worse under the current administration of California
regime.
Oh my gosh, it's just it's so scary to think of what they're doing. So the sooner we break away, the better off we'll be. So by the sooner, we need to have everything in place, and part of that is having the funding for our legal case. Mm-hmm. So again, you know, if you can spare an extra dollar or two or whatever, throw it at it, make it happen.
It adds up.
It adds up.
And, it adds up.
And the thing is, it's going to go away quickly once they start burning through that because of all the requirements of fighting the court case.
Mm-hmm.
So, and those are hard fixed costs.
Yeah, they have staff they have to pay. They have travel costs.
Filing
they
fees.
Have filing
all,
fees.
All the other garbage
all,
that goes on with
all
it.
All of the stuff.
Yeah. So please, you know, go on the website, learn what you can about it, see mm-hmm. what's going on there. Get involved with your local county Facebook links and whatnot, or just Jefferson Wide or all of it. See what's really going on out there. Get yourself educated. And if you have questions, ask them.
And spread the word to your neighbors,
that's
your families,
right.
your friends. Drive them nuts with it. Bug them to the point they're like, God, are you going to talk about this again?
Yes.
And go, are you a Jeffersonian yet? Are you talking about it to everybody?
Are you supporting?
Yeah. we've got that stuff to talk about. We've got some of the things that California is up to. We got an update on the Independence Declaration. We need to clarify what's going on with that and what exactly is intended with the Declaration of Independence and what we mean when we say that, because it's not the classic document that some people may assume it is. We'll clean that up and clarify that.
Mm-hmm.
But do we have a quick phone call, Bob?
Yes, we have Round Mountain Bob on the line.
Alrighty.
Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy New Year.
Glad to see we're all back and we're all in one piece and we're ready to give State of Jefferson some power here to go. But my question is, we for years growing up, now that we're adults, our laws, everything, was against prostitution. Okay? And especially child prostitution. We did everything we could do to put people like that away. Here they are. What is this going to bring to California? Because there's always grown-ups who have these children who are actually prostituting them. What's it going to do to the internet? What's it going to do bringing all these people together here in California? It's going to legalize this. And everything we have done all our life to stop, they are going to say is legal. Now what's going to happen?
Total mayhem.
I think that's a question for individuals. And
I mean, we used to put these people away. What are we going to do with them now? The law
we don't keep them when we do put them away.
You can't do nothing with them anymore.
Yeah. Again, I think that's a question for individuals.
Our children in this state, that's why we need the State of Jefferson. But our children in this state, our grandkids, could be taken away by somebody and prostituted. And, hey... What are they going to do about it? Unless it's up to us to get rid of them.
Agreed. I mean, we've had enough trafficking issues here locally to scare anybody to death.
I'm standing firmly on the fifth.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're going to mess with my kid. My kids are grown up, but I got grandkids coming along and great-grandkids coming along. I'll tell you what. You mess with my family... You're messing with the wrong dog.
Yep.
Because I'll take care of business.
I think the sentiments are universally the same.
Yeah, but you have to know who you're going to be going after. That's the scary part.
No, there is that.
But agreed, Bob. I mean, the passion is there. Agreed.
Yeah, and understood. And, you know, the full truth of the matter is sex trafficking, underage trafficking, it's here in California, it's here in Redding, it's here in Shasta County, it's here.
Yeah.
And it needs
but
to be...
But now it's legalized.
Well, it is. And the next push that will be coming out of the state legislature will be to normalize adult and underage relationships. just as they've just as they've normalized LGBTQ, all these other things. They've already said they're going that direction.
If a child, they're not only going to do it with another child. Some guy's going to find them on a street. I don't care what his age is. He's going to get him to do it. He's going to pay for it or whatever she wants. Maybe a little boy or girl wouldn't know the difference of what the pay is or what they do. They'll end up just doing it because it's legal for them to do.
Yep, it's definitely a problem that will need to be addressed as Californians, but as Jeffersonians, it won't be an issue.
Yeah, and there is no justifiable argument behind the legalization or the normalization of anything like that. It's sick.
None.
That's right.
It's sick. There's no other word for it. It's mental illness.
That's right.
So we do have to get off to our first break, though, Bob.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
One thing. I think it's the 14th, this next Saturday coming up. I think you ought to announce that we got this meeting in Anderson.
Yep. We're working on that, Bob.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
So you guys have a happy... Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
And with that, we will be back on the other side of this break. If you got questions or comments, give us a call, 530-605-4567.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, we're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying. Just to get
Well, welcome back to the first Jefferson State of Mind of the brand new year. A good year, I think it's going to be.
It's going to be a great year.
I there is a lot to do, but so much has already been done. So it's kind of like seeing the downhill side of the argument. And, you know, there's been a lot of plowing and a lot of sowing done, and the crops are starting to show fruit, and it's a good time. One of the things that looks like we got a phone call before I get into it real quick. Gary Hallhan, you there?
Good morning, Gary.
And Happy New Year to you. I think you will find that the obtuse snollygosters in Sacramento will label this prostitution law as a teenage employment aid or something like that. And if history continues, we'll find out also that some of the snollygusters are involved in the white slave traffic, just like some of them were involved in gun running, and that's why they make the laws the way they do.
I would agree with that assessment. I think we have some very sick individuals loose in government. And you look at things that, you know, here's California that has the toughest gun laws in the nation's the most out-of-hand, unconstitutional gun laws imaginable are in the state of California. And their argument to protect those gun laws and other things is to hire the biggest gun runner from the federal government there was. Let's talk about Eric Holder and Fast and Furious. Will we ever know the number of weapons that walked into the hands of vicious cartel members directly under the orders of Eric Holder? Will we ever know how many guns there were? Are we ever going to know how many bodies are behind Eric Holder and his gun running? Yet state of California is going to pay him with our tax money to come here to fight to take our rights away.
Yes, Daryl Issa was on Judge Jeanine last night, and he said his fee is seven figures.
Yeah. Well,
since you mentioned that, I keep thinking California can't be any more stupid or outrageous. And
yes, they can.
Then they hire Eric Holder. So what's the next one coming down the line? So anyway, they're doing our work for us, so to speak. Another reason why you should be in the state of Jefferson and why we must have it. Okay, thank you very much. I'll be interested in the rest of the program, obviously. Bye.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you.
Yeah, California, we could get Eric Holder and Leland Yee and all of those guys together, and, you know, we've got a gun-running club in California.
We already have it.
Well, yeah, that's two of the biggest arms dealers in the country.
Yeah.
Eric Holder and Leland Yee right here from California now.
Yeah.
Yay. Exciting, huh?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Makes us all happy.
Oh. No. And I understand that Holder's also coming to fight the illegal immigration issue and all of this other nonsense that California has set itself on a very potentially costly collision course with the federal government over a great many things. And, you know, it for me personally, I find it as a strange position because I am a firm believer in states' rights versus federal rights, unless those rights are enshrined in the Constitution and reserved exclusively for the federal government. And the two biggest arguments in the state of California, gun rights and illegal immigration, are absolutely cemented within the purview of federal powers and jurisdiction. The state has no argument there, no legal foundation to make that argument. It's one of the few areas that is exclusively reserved for federal determination. With that, we have Mark Baird on the phone.
Good morning, Mark.
Morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in for a couple of minutes, talk about the court case just for a second, and to make sure people understand a few things about the court case, and then also touch on what you were just talking about with regard to the inalienables. First of all, I want people to understand that the court case will not split the state. We have to be very clear on that. We're doing this. We want to split the state because we have no representation, and I think that's clear every day in everyone's lives. But since our legislators, including the ones who supposedly represent us, absolutely refuse to even ask us what it is we want or why we want it or why it's a good idea to split the state, since we have not one single person, either Democrat, Republican, or other, that will even listen to what it is we have to say, our next remedy has to be judicial. Now, we all know that in order to split a state, that's a legislative remedy. And a judicial remedy, the only thing the court cannot do is force a state to pass a law. So we have other plans that are in motion right now. However, the first thing we have to do is regain representation. And what the court case hopes to do, and I know, Red, you just did a bunch of work with the state on the history, which was very important. And as Wynn pointed out in fundraising, we have already had to hire one expert witness. That guy is going to be very expensive, but he's a statistician, and he's already working on the benchmarks as to how little your vote is worth today compared to the votes were worth in the 1879 Constitution, and when representation was capped at 120 legislators in California. So back then, when we had maybe, say, 2 million people or 1 million people, I don't know what the figure was, in 1879, your vote was worth one. And now we have 40 million people, your vote is worth 0.00 something. So our statistician is working on that. We're going to need to hire a historian, because we believe through the documents that you discovered, Red, and through our research at the archives in Monterey already, that we've done already, in the working notes from the 1879 Constitution, that California's Constitution was literally implemented by the Working Man's Party in order to discriminate against certain classes of people, and our representation was capped at 80 in the Assembly and 40 in the Senate in order to keep those groups from having representation. So with the discovery that Red has made and the thousands of documents that came out of that, we now need to hire an expert witness, which is going to be a historian, in order to prove our case. And what is our case? Our case is that our vote has been diluted and that we in the North State and actually everywhere in California, no one has representation because it is physically impossible for a state senator to adequately represent 1 million people. And it's physically impossible for an assembly person to adequately represent 500,000 people. Absolutely. You never talk to the guys. You never see them. You never know what they're up to. You don't know who's paying them, because believe me, I owe, it's off to work I go in California. Mm-hmm. So what the court case hopes to achieve is an extremely dramatic expansion in representation in the assembly, primarily, because that's where revenue bills issue. In other words, taxes come from the assembly, financial bills come from the assembly by constitution. And so each and every county needs representation in the assembly. In order to do that, we'd need to expand that representation to one for 3,000 people. Sorry, I got a frog in my throat here. And so if we succeed in that, so that counties like Sierra and Plumas, Modoc and Lassen have an assemblyman, then California would have around 14,000 assembly people at the rate of one for 3,000 people. But think about it. Now, the first thing that comes to mind down in our legislature and in the people who are against us, oh, that's impossible. Well, that's not our problem. Our problem is that we don't have representation. And if you want to adequately represent the people have to have access to their representative. And the fact that we have 14,000 of them in order to accomplish that goal isn't the problem of the people. That's too bad. That's what we have to have for constitutional republic to work in California. Now, if California doesn't like that, then there is an avenue that they can take. They can allow us to separate peacefully, and they can cause their monoparty to pass legislation. And by monoparty, I mean Republicans and Democrats, because in California, quite frankly, they're the same party. There isn't a lick of difference between them. Some of the idiocy that comes out of Sacramento is living proof. And you never hear of a Republican demanding this or demanding that. They just meekly sit there and nod their head because they don't want the Democratic Party to knock their little crown off the top of their head. So we're fighting all of them. But if we get this settlement, then California will say, we're not doing that. What's it going to take to make you fellows go away? And we say, create legislation and have your mono party pass it for a state split. And then Jefferson goes its own way. Now, if California refuses to do that, then we will have 14,000 assembly people, and we will start a political campaign among neighborhoods, because now neighborhoods will have representation. And we start a political campaign to demonstrate that this state is too big to govern, and we need a state split in order to get back to someplace near a reality-based government instead of the crazy idiocy and the attack on the inalienable rights that comes out of Sacramento every single day. And the Second Amendment is certainly a watershed argument for us. Most of that was driven by Bay Area and Los Angeles senators, and they have a tremendous crime problem down there because they refuse to address it. They want to give everybody everything every day, all the time, and that results in groups of people and civilizations in the Bay Area and Los Angeles that are perfectly okay with murdering each other. And yet, in order to stop that, they feel like they need to deprive us of our constitutionally guaranteed inalienable right. That's what Jefferson is fighting. That's what this is about.
Yep.
Nothing else to be said. You're absolutely right.
Well,
thank you guys for the work you're doing. I hope you keep it up, and God bless you, and Happy New Year.
And
Happy
Mark, New thank Year. You so much for everything that you do, and mm-hmm. especially your wife, Cindy, for supporting you and helping you and allowing you to do what you do for all of us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Mark is going to be here next Saturday on January 14th at the Shasta in Shasta County. It's a town hall meeting on Saturday at 3 p.m. in the Frontier Senior Center at 2081 Frontier Trail in Anderson. So there's a combination between Shasta and Tama County town hall meeting there. So mm-hmm. everyone come. It's free.
Sheriff Basenko from Shasta will be there.
There's several people, and you'll be able to ask direct questions and get direct answers, because we're not going to allow them to pussyfoot around or politicize their answers. They have to say yes or no, or whatever the fact may be, and it has to be fact.
I've got a couple of questions for gun owners of California and the NRA. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Where you been?
Yeah.
You're getting your teeth kicked in.
Yeah.
Bad. You can't even win when you win. You know, one of the cases that went through and is a perfect example of, California no longer respecting the rule of law. Almost 3 years ago, there was a court case won that found that California's 10-day waiting period unconstitutional.
Hello.
Has a single thing changed in 3 years?
Nope.
Or has California completely ignored the determination of the court?
They've ignored it, and they're going to go after. They're going to ramp it up even more so.
Yeah. And, okay, so here's these organizations worth umpteen millions of dollars, mm-hmm. okay? You have the lawyers. You have the expertise. You have the know-how. You have a court decision granting you a win, and we're still in the same position we are, and you're going to come explain to us how everything is just rainbows and unicorns, and don't worry, just keep our heads down. Oh, by the way, give us a couple more bucks. I don't think so. Explain to me how you're winning. Explain to me how you've won a damn thing in the last 20 years.
Yeah. Amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Amazing how that works.
Yeah, I could go on in that vein for some time. We do need to catch a quick break. Terry, if you can hold through the break, we will pick you up on the other side of this one.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of bright and jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Oh, yeah. Kicking out the lights tonight.
There we go.
We still got Terry with us?
We do.
All righty. Terry, you there.
Good morning, Terry.
I'm here. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Good. I want to reiterate on this Second Amendment event we're having. Again, it's Saturday, January 14th. It starts at 3 p.m. and doors should open at 2 p.m. I would suggest people get there early. But I'd like to clarify what the agenda is. We are going to have guest speakers and panelists, okay? Sheriff Tom Basinko, Sheriff David Hencraft, DA Greg Cohen, a spokesman for the Rifle and Pistol Association. Those folks will be on the panel. The people who will be speaking will be Sam Paredes, a lobbyist from the NRA, and Mark Baird. We're going to use a lot of this time so people can ask their questions. Now, there was some discussion on how the questions would be asked, and I want to tell the folks how that's going to work. There was, you know, you write it out on a 3x5 card, and the people on the panel, you know, pull the card up. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to allow folks to line up and ask their questions. We have a methodology that we're going to use that will make it so that a lot of people get to ask their questions. Questions are being answered, and as many people as possible can ask the questions about the Second Amendment. What Mark Baird's going to talk about is basically how the state of Jefferson can help as far as those solutions go to the Second Amendment. And also, the event is going to be, as Wynn had said, at the Frontier Senior Center on 2081 Frontier Trail. That's 2081 Frontier Trail in Anderson. You want to get there before 3 o'clock because seating will be pretty much limited. I think we could put around 250 in there, and I expect a lot more people than that. Now, the other thing I wanted to bring up is we were talking about questions, Red, and one of the questions that I'd like to see asked is I know that Sam Paredes and the gentleman from the NRA and many of these folks try to do good work. We get these unconstitutional laws that are being passed in California. They go to court to fight these particular laws, and they ask us for money, which we give them to fight these laws in court. The problem is that we give them the money to fight it, and then the taxpayer money that we spend is used by the courts to fight against us. So we pay for both sides. That may be a question that we might want to ask on how we can remedy that.
Absolutely.
Another question I'd like to see folks ask is this simple question right here. You know, if you read the Second Amendment, it's important because it doesn't represent a government grant for anyone's right to keep and bear arms, but instead it prohibits the government from infringing on that right. So how do we even get gun laws? How does that work?
It doesn't.
How do these gun laws, how are any of these gun laws constitutional? Now, I understand that if you're a felon and you've committed a crime, that you can have rights taken from you. And that's rule of law. That makes sense. But how can any of these other laws be constitutional? Anybody have an answer for that one?
Not here.
Well, none of them are constitutional. And I would actually make the argument that there's not even a constitutional mandate to infringe upon the rights of a felon. And the remedy to that is if you can't trust the guy on the streets with the firearm, why is he on the streets?
Well, the point is, well, you know, that can, okay, well, to me, if somebody commits a murder or somebody robs a store or somebody does something, I don't think they should be allowed to have a firearm. I mean, there's that.
But I don't think they should be allowed in public.
Pardon me?
I don't think they should be allowed in public. Problem solved. No need for a gun law.
What do you mean by that? They wouldn't be allowed in public. What do you mean by that?
If somebody commits an act that should...
That they go to jail for.
Yeah, that they go to jail for.
Yeah.
If once they are out of jail, if they have not satisfied their commitment to society, if they have not paid their dues to society and can not be trusted as a full member of society with the full rights that implies, they shouldn't be out of jail.
Well, okay, so if they're on probation or parole, if they're on parole, should they be allowed to carry a weapon?
I'm not sure that I agree with the concept of parole.
Okay, well, anyway, the point is that as we look at these different things, the real deal is do the sheriffs, one of the things that could be asked too is if the sheriff has the jurisdiction to interpose between the government and the people that he represents on something that's unconstitutional, all these laws, it's very simple. The sheriff could simply say, well, we're just not going to enforce that.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that I necessarily agree with that, too, unless it is a clearly defined statement of policy.
Okay, so if there's a gun law that's unconstitutional,
they're all
and we know it is, and the sheriff says, well, you know, I'm not going to enforce these laws because I believe that they're against our Second Amendment rights. You don't believe that we should, that the sheriff should do that?
I do. If it is a defined and if it is a defined and written statement of policy, if it is written as a document of policy, I would be fine with that as just a simple verbal statement that has no legal background.
Yeah. Of course, I do. No. Well, what you're looking for is accountability on the sheriff's part. I get
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely,
that's right.
Right, and he has to have that absolutely.
So, but yeah, that's I think that's the things that need to be answered. You know, that's I understand the delicate situation that our sheriffs are being put in, and they're being squeezed between a rock and a hard place. But it really has come to the point of on which side of the fence do you stand? There's no middle ground. Is either you're going to enforce the laws as they're granted, regardless of constitutionality or not, and violate your oath, or you're going to keep your oath and sit yourself in direct opposition to the state.
Well, one of the challenges we have with some of these laws is the quote of, well, maybe this will be low priority, which is the Irish rule of Irish democracy is what it is. Because, in essence, if I pull you over, the way that we have laws now constructed in California, there probably isn't a law that's out there that doesn't affect all of us. In other words, there's so many laws that we have that you could break the law and never know it two or three times a day. So the idea of selection of who you enforce law against also is another problem.
Yes, it is.
And I think a lot of things have to be solved. But again, I think that this is going to be a very, very good event, Again, we're going to have panelists. The questions, folks, will be your questions. You'll be able to ask your questions. And we have to, we really have to start defining what our rights are. We really have to, well, those have been defined, but the point is that we have to become citizens and not civilians. I think that's the bottom line. Citizens and not civilians.
Yep.
Anyway, guys, have a great day. Good program, and hope to see you all on January 14th at 3 o'clock.
All right, yes, sir. Thank you, Terry. All righty. You know, and Terry brings up some very good points. And those things that are things that need to be brought up in that meeting on the 14th and start pinning our elected officials down. We understand we may not like your answer. We understand that your answer may cause us to oppose you in the next election and seek somebody to replace you. But we are at the point that we need a yes or no answer.
That's right.
But we can't tap dance around the situation anymore.
And everybody has to be adult about it. Okay, where does it lie? I mean, okay, we're asking a question. We need the answer. And if they have the answer and they're willing to share it and it's, you know, the honest God-given answer, wonderful. Whatever it comes out to be.
And respect them in that answer.
Respect the answer.
And if you find yourself on the opposite side of it, do everything you can to remedy it.
There you go. There you go.
Like an adult.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
We need to get off to our last break here real quick, and then we'll see for the last couple of minutes.
There you go.
It's getting eerie quiet. Won't stay like this for long. Even the crows start flying. They know what's going on. You could tell by the red sky, there's something brewing. You had your chance to run and hide. I guess you blew. The clouds are turning gray. Better pray for your saving grace. It's just a little too late.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
took my family away from my Carolina home. Had dreams about the West and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills and it's way.
Yeah, lightning in the air.
The lightning.
Yeah, I don't know about lightning in the air. Maybe those are Jerry Brown's cow methane bags going off in the distance. Who knows?
Kaboom.
Hey, we do want to let everybody know that the state of Jefferson has begun a bi-monthly, that's twice a month, conference call that people can log in, ask questions, get updated on things. And tonight is the first of those phone calls.
That's right.
It's going to be at 7 p.m. tonight, and what you do is you call this phone number, 712-770-4114. That's 712-770-4114. And then when you log on and it coaches you through all the different steps that you do, your code to get into the conference call is going to be 307-268. That's 307-268. And I just lost it.
268 with a pound sign after the last number.
With a pound sign.
Pound sign.
So that's, once again, 712-770-4114 with an access code of 307-268.
Pound.
Pound sign. And that'll get you into a conference call, and you'll be able to get updated on what's going on with Jefferson.
And you can listen to what's going on. You won't be able to talk, but you'll be able to listen. And the beauty of it is if you have your computer at home as well, so have your phone on and have your computer on, go into the chat room. You can log into the chat room, and you can enroll yourself in there, put your name in there, and then you can type in your questions for the moderators to be able to pull those questions forward. So if time permits, as we're going through the process, the moderators will be able to pull your questions in, depending on the volume of questions coming in. And if they can't get your questions this time, then they'll do it for the next time. So
there's a decent chance that somebody in the chat room might be able to pick up your question
and
answer it for you, too.
That's right. So it's another fun way to get involved and get linked up with everything Jefferson. Mm-hmm. Find out what's going on.
What's going on.
Yeah.
So you can go out and preach the gospel.
Yeah, there you go.
Beat the drum.
And like Red was saying, the dates that we're going to be doing are January 8th and 22nd, and then February 12th and 26th, and then March 12th and 26th. So just kind of go on there, figure it out, and it'll be posted on the website on soj51.net, and it'll have all the information on there as well. There's a there's a connection, a link, and all the information there. But it's going to be a beautiful thing to do, because then you'll get connected with brothers and sisters of Jefferson.
Of which there are many. You would be surprised sometimes if you wander out and about and you just figure out exactly how many of us there are.
Yeah.
And California makes more of us every day.
They do.
It's the only thing they're still manufacturing here.
We're like rabbits. We're multiplying.
Yeah. It's the only thing that they're still making. Oh, it's
making more Jeffersonians every day, given all the garbage and drama that they're throwing our way.
Oh, it is. It's... when your number one export is business, is wealth, is businessmen, is workers, it's...
jobs in general, just going elsewhere. Yeah.
And they're happy about it.
And I don't understand how they think they're going to continue running the state when there's not going to be any money to support running the state.
They're holding on by the skin of their teeth and by their fingernails just long enough to hope that it doesn't fall apart until Donald Trump's been in office for a little bit, and they'll blame the whole thing on him. They'll blame CalPERS. They'll blame the underfunded budget. They'll blame the whole deal on the new president. And for you CalPERS folks out there, too, another piece of information you need to know is hopefully you're aware of the original Stockton ruling that said, yes, the pensions can be cracked open. Yes, the pensions can be liquidated. Yes, they can be emptied without you as the pension worker being compensated. And yes, you're an unsecured creditor at the back of the line for your money. There has now been a second decision in California confirming that rule and making it precedent of law. So there's no way out of it now. So,
jeez.
Yeah. So We will see you next week and bring you all the good news that is Jefferson. Hopefully get to a couple of the things we didn't manage to get to this week. And we'll see you then.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
NorthamTownHall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Obama leaves office in less than 2 weeks, and he's making his final rounds of the various news programs. Today on ABC TV's This Week program, Mr. Obama talked about various issues, including the GOP vow to revamp Obamacare.
If, in fact, the Republicans make some modifications, some of which I may have been seeking previously, but they wouldn't cooperate because they didn't want to make the system work, and relabel it as Trump care, I'm fine with that.
Meanwhile, others are weighing in on Mr. Obama's legacy. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain asked about the president's worst moments.
I would argue that his worst is his handling of national security, particularly in the Middle East, and that